Arkansas, the Bart Martin Lions College High School Basketball Tournament semifinal action tonight as the Baylor Bobcats take on the number one seed Batesville here in the semifinal. Baylor Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, along with Oregon County Cars in Thayer. Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer. River Country Chevrolet, along with Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey. The FNBC Community Bankers, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin in Alton and Thayer. The Landmark Bank of West Plains, Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic, Mayfield Auto Repair. Along with Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer. Also, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Ozarka College, Family Health Care, Nurse Practitioner Tammy Ward in Mammoth Spring, and the Thayer Pizza Inn. Thayer Bobcats and the Batesville Pioneers. Winner moves on to the championship game tomorrow night. We're about 5 minutes away from our tip-off. Let's take a look at the bracket. We know that the winner of our game here tonight will take on Wynn. The Wynn Yellow Jackets defeated Cave City earlier this evening, 35-33. Dandy ball game. Not a whole lot of scoring. But boy, was close throughout. In fact, at the first quarter, the end of the first quarter in that game, the score was 4-1. So Wynn has already moved into the championship game scheduled for Saturday at 6:45. Cave City drops into the third place game. They'll play at 4:15 also tomorrow afternoon. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat pregame show. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer has rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. Oregon County Cars.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
And we're back. It's Lyon College in Batesville. Final game of the night here from the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. Always a good tournament, and I want to say thanks to Kevin Jenkins and his staff. They've been a great host so far on the tournament this week. And, of course, we'll be here one more time. That'll be tomorrow night. I do want to mention before we get into the ball game here that tomorrow, due to having two championship games down at the Battle on the Border tournament at Mammoth Spring, we will carry the Thayer Bobcats here from the Lyon College tournament, but the game will be on AM 1290, FM 103.7, The Gift. All right, so that'll be tomorrow night, or tomorrow, either afternoon or tomorrow evening, here from this tournament. We'll remind you about that throughout the game tonight and throughout the game tomorrow. Getting ready to our starting lineup, we already know for the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be Gage Pitts, number 3, the 5'11 sophomore. Chase Haven, the 6'1 junior, wearing number 5. Landry Pitts, the 6'1 sophomore, with the 6' sophomore Jordan Andrews. And 6'1 junior, Logan Doss. Of course, Andrews, a big night here where the Bobcats played on Wednesday night. He had 25 in the Bobcat win over Greer's Ferry Westside. And again, we're getting the starting lineup there, number 44. We need to get in. It's John Paul Morgan. And we have two John Morgans for Batesville. I'm going to fill down here. We have John Thomas Morgan, a 6'1 sophomore, and John Paul Morgan, who is a 6'1 junior. Anyway, check your starting lineup. We'll see number one, that is John Paul Morgan. Also, number five, that is Caleb Anderson, a 5'8 senior. Number 24, Ty Rush, a 5'8 sophomore. Number 25, Caleb Blakely, who is a 5'8 senior. And John Paul Morgan, number 44, who is a 6'1 junior. Your starting lineup for the Baseball Pioneers and the Fairmont Cats getting ready to do it. They will be wearing the road greens tonight. They are the visitors in the scoreboard. And Batesville will be the home team. They're wearing the white trimmed in the orange. Had an opportunity to watch them play here the other day. Very athletic. And they went, they beat, who did they beat that? I don't remember who they beat, but beat them pretty good. So a very athletic team. Bobcats going to have their hands full here tonight. Of course, Thayer with that win on Wednesday. Their first victory of the season. Our officials are on the scene, and we are set to go. Three-man crew here for this semifinal game at the Mark Martin Bobcat for the Lyon College High School tournament. Bobcats steal the tip, and Jace Haven going all the way to the rack and couldn't score. And here comes Batesville with basketball. Number five is Caleb Anderson, handles out front. He'll give over to Blakely. Blakely on to the right side. Handles it now, gives it down in the corner. Shot is on the way by Anderson. It's no good. Rebounded by Gage Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer come. Looks like Batesville going to play man-to-man defense here. Wynn played a little man-to-man the other night, and Greer's Ferry West Side, the Bobcats just ate up the man-to-man. And in the half court set now. Andrews has got it on the right side, looking to make a move. He's going to get held. Caleb Blakely going to call the foul. That'll be number one on him. We're just underway here at the Lyon College. Mark Martin, Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. Fair Bobcats will inbound the basketball with 7:19 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats will bring it to the free throw line to Landry Pitts. He'll back it out. Swing one down in the corner to Gage. He brings it out to the wing on the dribble drive. Lost the handle on the ball for a moment. Gets it back just to Andrews. Andrews with penetration to the elbow. Kicks it back out to Pitts. Pitts directing traffic. Top of the key like a point guard should. Wearing number three in the green uniform. There's his pass to the ring. Oh, it's going to be stolen. And in goes the drive all the way to the bucket for number five, Caleb Anderson. Anderson with a good anticipation move. And he picked it off and drove for the uncontested layup. 2-0. Batesville on top of the Thayer Bobcats early. They're making a pass to the wing. Got to Landry Pitts. Pulls up for a three-point shot. That was in and out. No good. And a rebound controlled by Batesville. I mean, that ball was all but in the cylinder and popped out of it. Morgan's got it now. That is John Thomas Morgan. He'll give it up for Rush. Rush back out front to Blakely. Blakely getting it down inside to John Paul and off to Morgan, who scores. John Thomas Morgan gets the bucket, his first two, and Batesville on top by a score of 4-0. Size-wise, the teams are matched up really well here. Batesville, just like the Thayer Bobcats, not a whole lot of size. Thayer working in the half-court offense. He'll swing it out top to Andrews. He'll pump a three on the way, and it's good. Jordan Andrews with the first three-pointer of the night, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats pull back to within one, 5:52 to go here in the first quarter. Baseball got it to the high post for Morgan, John Thomas Morgan. Now going down on the right side to Anderson. Anderson driving the baseline, trying to feed it inside. Ball is knocked away and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Andrews pushing up the left side. A little shank and bake to the free throw line. Right down the right side of the lane. His shot is blocked. And the ball controlled by the Pioneers of Batesville High School. Number 25, Caleb Blakely. I think got up and got that block. Blakely, a 5'8 senior. He looks a little bigger than that. He gives it down to the right corner now to Ty Rush. Rush back outside to Blakely. Fires a three. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound by John Thomas Morgan. Gives it inside to John Paul Morgan, and he scores. And a reverse layup. And Bates will back up 6-3 with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They're working to the left side of Andrew, out on top of the Landry pit. Landry goes over to Haven on the right side wing. Holds the ball in the tip. Now looking to penetrate, going all the way to the basket. Misses the left-hand layup for the rebound. Volleyed up, controlled by Baseville. Baseville on the move. Anderson swings it out to Blakely. Blakely down to Anderson in the corner. Sets for a three. Anderson hits a three on the right wing. His first three-pointer of the night, and it's 9-3 Baseville on the Thayer Bobcats on a timeout. 4:34 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down 6. We'll be back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Back at the timeout there, Bobcats down in the half-court set, got the ball down to Logan Dawes, who made a nice head-and-shoulder fake to get his man off his feet, scored, but the basket is waved off. They say Dawes shuffled his feet. He was called for the travel. So Batesville's got the ball back with a six-point lead. They get it down to the left corner, and Anderson, he left another three-pointer try, and it's good! Anderson just got out on him, but he didn't get out on him far enough. Caleb Anderson already 8 points in the game for Batesville, the senior. Here's Thayer with it. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on Batesville as Jordan Andrews was taking it down the left side. And number 24 whistle for the foul. Got a hand on it. And that is Ty Rush. Thayer Bobcats with one bucket so far. That is Jordan Andrews with a three. We've played a little over 4 minutes here in the first quarter. They're having trouble finding the basket. And Van Diepen's giving a little bit of problem tonight. The Batesville Pioneers. Thayer will bring it out front. Andrews has got it there, setting the offense. Thayer going with the four low. Now Haven comes out to the wing. Andrews is double-teamed, got rid of the ball. He's over to Gage Pitt. He'll fire a three-pointer. That one rattles in and out. No good. The rebound controlled by John Hallborger. And Batesville's got it back with a 9-point lead against Anderson. Anderson out top. He has the hot hand. Swings it down to Blakely in the left corner. Now back out top for Anderson. Likely a senior, Anderson a senior. Blakely, there are only two. Oh, no, there's one other on the bench. Three seniors on this roster. Here's Anderson with another long three for Batesville. No good. Gets the ball out to Blakely on the rebound. His pass is deflected by Gage Pitts, and Gage is going the other way with a steal. Trying to get all the way to the bucket. Lost control of the basketball, trying to kick it back outside. Now, here, Batesville got it, and going for the dunk is John Paul Morgan, and he missed it. Morgan on the snowbird misses the dunk, and the Thayer Bobcats come down with a rebound. Off missed opportunity for Batesville. Here's Thayer with it on the right side. Got the Landry pitch. Got Andrews. Oh, shaking back out top. Going down the right side of the lane. Shoots a floater, and it's good off the window. Jordan Andrews has got all five of the Thayer Bobcat points. We're 2:34 to play here in the first quarter. It is 12-5. Batesville with the lead. Thayer Bobcats looking to get some subs in the game on the next break. Baseball working the ball around the perimeter. The Bobcat zone defense. And on top is Blakely. Blakely gives it down to Morgan. Morgan back outside to Anderson. Now around to Blakely. Blakely. Oh, nice crossover. Gets down to the left side of the lane. All the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Caleb Blakely with a nice 2 points. That's a pretty play right there. Pretty drive. Pretty drive by Caleb Blakely. Again, they listed it at 5'8", but he's bigger than that. Here's Thayer with it. Landry Pitts, top of the key. He'll shoot a three. He'll score. Landry Pitts hits a three. Brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer Bobcats trying to shoot their way back in it. Down by 6 now. 1:45 to go in the first quarter. And Blakely with it for Batesville. Gives out the tie rush. He'll give it back outside for Blakely. He'll shoot the three. That was good. Caleb Blakely with a three-point. All of a sudden, he scored 5 in a row for Batesville. And the Pioneers are back up by 9, 17-8. Thayer Bobcats Trying to get their offense going. Here's Fitch going to be double teamed. Got rid of the ball to Jay Saban. Jay scored another bucket. Trying to leave it off down low for Doss. Gets it to him. Doss misses the shot. And then going to be called for a rebound on the foul. A little frustration foul there for Logan Doss. Had an easy shot. He missed it. And he reached over the back trying for the rebound. Substitution for Thayer. Keaton Nicholson, the 6'3 sophomore, checks into the game. So does Lane Grimes. Grimes is in for Landry Pitts. Doss is on the bench. 1 minute to go. Here in the first quarter, they are down 17-8. Pioneers with it. They get it in the right corner. They also run a sub into the game. Number 23, Dawson McMahon, there to give out to Blakely. He shoots another long three, and it's good. But it's hard to play defense on them when they're shooting it from 25 feet away, and they're hitting all of them. That is 1, 2, 3, 4 three-pointers in the first quarter for the Pioneers. They're about to have to throw the ball away. Gage Pitts, feeling the pressure out there, the sophomore, being defended, and he threw that one over the head of everybody trying to get rid of it. Well, the Pioneers with it back up 20-8 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's been all Batesville here early in the game. Pioneers are going to hold it out there. McMahon's got it. They go over to Blakely. Back to McMahon. Back to Blakely. He made a three-pointer from right there a while ago. This time he backs up. Doesn't take it. And he will reset the offense here. 19 seconds to go. They give it out to John Paul Morgan. John Paul Morgan over to Caleb Anderson. Anderson working to the top of the key. He's got 8 points here in the quarter. I give it back outside to John Paul Morgan. His three-point try was no good. Rebound is going to be tipped into the backcourt. Run down by Baseball. Half-court shot is no good. Off the window. At the end, one quarter play. I score 20-8. Thayer Bobcats trail here in the semifinals of the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. We'll be back with our second quarter in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And back after the timeout there, Bobcats open the second quarter on the defensive end of the floor, and they trail by 12. Pioneers of Batesville been shooting it from outside here. Blakely shooting another one off the inbound, and it is good. Caleb Blakely with three first-half threes. He's got 11 points in the game. And the Pioneers now lead it 23-8. Bobcats have got a lot of work to do here. They're going to get back in this one. Need some buckets. Out on top is Andrews. How is Andrews travel? Yes, he did. Andrews trying a little head and shoulder fake. Feet got a little bit ahead of bouncing the ball, and the Bobcats turned it over. Down 23-8, just underway here in the second quarter. We'll say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters tonight, including Fred O'Neill at the law office at 11 Point River Title Company and the Thayer Walmart store. Baseball Pioneers handles all out front. They're back in that 1-3-1 zone. Anderson with it for the Pioneers. It's over to McMahon. McMahon down to Morgan. Morgan trying to drive the baseline. Kicks it out to Anderson. He'll pump another three. That one is no good. The rebound comes out long. Thayer Bobcats have got it. Gage Pitts on the run. Pulls up on the baseline. Shoots and scores. Gage Pitts with his first two. That's good to see. Bobcats needed a bucket. It has been a while. Here comes Pioneer shoot another three, and it's good again. Are you kidding me? Caleb Blakely has hit his fourth three-pointer in the first half, and he's even laughing about it. He's shooting that ball out there from 25 feet, and it's going down. 16-point lead for Batesville over the Thayer Bobcats. They're needing the bucket here. Gage Fitz has got it out front. He'll shoot the three. That one is no good. And rebound controlled by Morgan. Morgan gives off Anderson. He'll take it up across the timeline. He'll handle it and set the offense. Here's a lob pass down low, and it hits the rim, and the ball comes off to Andrews. Andrews for Thayer running the floor, puts it up and in off the window. A lot of contact now. There's no foul call. Andrews, that was 7 here in the first half of the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer back to within 14. You can't score 14 at once. Just got to chip away with the Bobcats. We've got to get some stops here. Pioneered with it. Got it to Morgan, top of the key. Going down low to Blakely. Blakely traveling with the basketball. That'll help. Eaton Nicholson jumped out on it. They list Morgan at 6'1". Keaton Nicholson listed at 6'3", and Morgan is every bit as big as Nicholson. So maybe a little shenanigans going on there with the Batesville Pioneers when it comes to putting their heights on the program. There comes the Thayer Bobcats with it. Gets to Haven. Haven curls down the lane. Going to the bucket. Misses the shot, but he's fouled on the play. That'll be on number 21, Logan McSpadden, who just checked into the game. A lot of subs out there now for baseball. Time gets over there, starting some rest. We've got a number 0 who has checked into the game, and he is not listed in the program. First free throw for Jace Haven is on the way and good. The Bobcats cut it back to a 13-point game. And we'll shoot another. This one is up. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound, Morgan. Morgan gives off to a young man that we don't have listed in the program. He'll bring it out front with 5:35 to go. Looking to penetrate. Now gives it outside to McMahon. McMahon around the horn. It goes to Blakely. Blakely down in the corner and back out front. Baseball doing a nice job being patient here against this Bobcat zone. They'll kick it back out. Number 21, McSpadden's got it. McSpadden, little hook pass. Got it to Blakely. Blakely down the corner to McMahon. McMahon got it inside. Shot is up. No good, but a foul. Billy Whistle on the Thayer Bobcats. Number 21, a 6'2 sophomore, Logan McSpadden, will go to the free throw line and shoot 2 for Batesville. Foul is on Gage Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats, who had elevated and blocked the shot. Came right down on top of McSpadden. So he'll shoot the 2 free throws. The sophomore misses the first one. 5:11 to go here in the first half. Thayer down 13. And Landry Pitts checking back in the game. Jace Haven will come out. Bobcats still trying to get their legs under them. Get in basketball shape after the long football season. Another free throw for McSpadden. That was good. He rattles it home. First point for McSpadden. And back to a 14-point lead for baseball. Thayer Bobcats were down 12 at the end of the quarter. They've got the ball down. Lane Grimes on the left side wing. Pass out front to Andrews. Andrews will shake and bait. Moves to the elbow. Pulls up with a fadeaway jumper. And it's good. Jordan Andrews with 9 in the first half. And boy can play. 12-point game now. Thayer Bobcats trying to climb back in this thing here. Here's Blakely going to shoot a 3 off the left wing. That one misses badly, and a foul going to be called on baseball on the rebound. Pitts got inside position for the rebound, and he was fouled by number 21, McSpadden. That'll be foul number 2 on Logan McSpadden, the 6'2 sophomore. Substitutions here for baseballs. They get the starters back out there. Well, a couple of them. They get number 24 back out there, Ty Rush, and number 5, Caleb Anderson. Thayer Bobcats got Landry Pitts back out there. Bobcats trying to make something happen here offensively. Nicholson will get it on the elbow. Hands it off to Gage Pitts. He'll take it down the corner. Now back out front and over to Andrews. Andrews fires the three-pointer. That one's short. Rebound comes off to baseball. Well, they're just getting every rebound. Anderson now long lead pass. Trying to get it up to Ty Rush. He had to go off his hands. He was trying to elevate, catch it, and shoot the layup all at the same time. And the ball hit him right in the knee. Couldn't hang on to it. Here's a give down low to Morgan. Morgan's turnaround jumper is no good. The rebound controlled by Jordan Andrews for Thayer. Well, Bobcats down 12, needing a bucket this time down. And he gets this thing back down to single digits by half. We've got 3:51 to go in the second. Here's a give down the corner for Landry Pitts. Back out to Grimes. Grimes on top to Nicholson. Nicholson back over to Andrews. Andrews looking to penetrate. Does. Pulls up a little 12-footer. Good. Jordan Andrews has been all the offense. He's got 11 of the 17 for Thayer here in the first half. And Thayer back to within 10. And we're down 16 just a moment ago. Here's baseball with it. Go swing it down the right corner. Got out to Anderson. Oh, and he nails another long three. Caleb Anderson with his third three-pointer for baseball. And it's back just like that to a 13-point lead for the Pioneers. We get a timeout called here by Batesville, and we'll be back. Player trailing 30-17, 3:17 to go in the half. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. Had an account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the ballgame tonight, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, Barton Electric, and Penny Lane Accounting. Thayer Bobcats will have the ball. 3:17 to go in the first half. Thayer downs 13. Gage Pitts, by the way, checked out. Lane Grimes in there at the point. Logan Doss also checking in for the Bobcats. Bobcats get over to Andrews. Andrews looking to slide down to the baseline, pulls up a jumper, and it's good again. Andrews unstoppable. He's got 13. Thayer back to within 11. Under 3 minutes to go now in the half. Bobcats working at his own defense. Ball going down to Morgan in the lane. He turns around to shoot. Ball is knocked away. Thayer trying to get rid of it. Finally, a held ball is called. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats. Substitutions here for Batesville as John Thomas Morgan. And who else? Number 25. Caleb Blakely checked back in the game. Blakely has hit 4 3-pointers in the first half. He's got 14 points. And he's guarding Andrews. Andrews brings the ball to the free throw line. Elevates for the jumper. Bounces off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Andrews. They give it back out to Lane Grimes. Over to Landry Pitts. Landry gives it back over to Andrews. Andrews shaking bank. Floater in the lane. Dumps it down to Doss. Nice fake. Couldn't finish the shot, but goes and gets his own rebound. Gives it in the corner to Landry Pitts. Back to Andrews. Slicing through the lane. Kind of hand it off again to Doss, and this time it's stolen by the Batesville Pioneers. 23 McMahon got it. He's it down in the corner for Blakely. Blakely outside to Anderson. Anderson will hold it out there with 2 minutes to go. Got it over to Blakely. Blakely on the dribble drive. Bobcats cut him off. He'll give it up, get it back. Give it to Morgan. Time to keep. Morgan tries to dribble one time. Doss knocks it away. And here's a long shot out of the corner. Good for Anderson. And the foul. Anderson hits a three-pointer out of the corner. Jace Haven trying to block the shot's going to be called for the foul. This is a four-point chance for Caleb Anderson. He has 14 first-half points. There was no doubt about the foul. First one on Haven. The free throw was good for Anderson. 15 for Anderson, and it's up to a 15-point lead again for the Batesville Pioneers. 34-19. Minute 50 to go in the half. This one, the Bobcats look like they might get it back to single digits after being down 16. They're down by 15 again. Here's Gage Fitz trying to make a pass to the right side. That's deflected and goes out of bounds. And Bobcats, with all those sophomores out there, still have a little bit of trouble playing the varsity seats. Here's the ball to Andrews. Andrews off the inbound. Got the pitch cut into the lane. His shot is blocked by Morgan. And here come the Pioneers. They got it down the ball to John Thomas. Back outside. And got to Blakely. Another deep three. That one's off the rim. Rebounded by Haven. Here comes the Bobcats. Haven on the dribble drive up the floor. Takes it down to the baseline. Gives it to Landry Pitts. Cutting down the lane. Lays it up and in. Nice play. Bobcats with the bucket. Now trail by 13. Minute 12 to go. I got a feeling this is going to be a dandy, dandy ball game right down to the end. Even though it's a big lead for baseball right now. Pioneers have it. In the half court set. 1 minute to go in the half. Feeding it over to McMahon. McMahon shoots a three. Are you kidding me? Dawson McMahon hits a three-pointer for baseball. That is they hit like 12 threes in the first half. Not everything there shoots a three-pointer. Here's Andrews with one on the other. It's a player. It's good. Jordan Andrews with a three-pointer. Brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. That is his second deep one of the first half, and Jordan Andrews with 16 of the 24 points tonight for Thayer. And we're still in the first half, folks. Caleb Anderson's got 15 for baseball, 14 for Caleb Blake. Wow. Pioneers holding the ball here for the final shot with an 11-point lead, or 13-point lead, I'm sorry, 37-24. Down to 12 seconds. I bet they give it to Blakely or Anderson just to fire one up from about 20 feet. Oh, they pass it to Lane. It's stolen by Sayer. I guess on the break. Andrews going to the rack. He misses the layup. Tip up. No. Wouldn't go down. And that's the end of our first half. Well, that would have been huge to get the Bobcats back to within 2 or 11 if they would have hit the 2. But then Andrews couldn't get it to drop. So we're at the half. It's 37-24. Bayer Bobcats trail 5-13 to the Baseball Pioneers here in the semifinals of the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. We'll take a timeout. Back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just a couple of minutes on Ecom Sports.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The only way to keep your vehicle performing at its best is with regular maintenance. The certified service experts at River Country Chevrolet in Thayer can precisely diagnose and service your vehicle. Everything from oil changes to engine work and transmission work. Regardless of the make and model, they know every inch of your vehicle and offer the lowest labor rates around and the lowest prices on tires in the area. Don't mess with the rest. Go to the best. Follow them on Facebook to keep up with current service specials. River Country Chevrolet in Thayer.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a 2-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
We're back here at the Lyon College here in Batesville, Arkansas. I'm Rebel Mike Craig. Hope you're enjoying the ballgame tonight. We're at halftime, the Community First Banking Company halftime show. Their broadcast is just being outshot tonight. I mean, that's just all there is to it. They're playing that 1-3-1 zone, which they played for years, and Batesville knew about it, and they've just come out shooting over the top of it. This is just unreal. They have hit 9 3-pointers in the first half. 4 of them by Caleb Anderson, 4 by Caleb Blakely, and 1 by Dawson McMahon off the bench. So it's been the long ball for Batesville that's been the difference in this ballgame. They're also doing a pretty good job of dominating the boards, and the Fair Bobcats are going to have to overcome that all year long because they're just not very big. They're working hard, and they're trying to get as many as they can. So when you're undersized, sometimes you're just going to get beat on the boards. You've got to find ways to get some stops defensively, get some steals, and Fair's done that. You know, they've been down by as many as 16 in this game, managed to cut it back to 10 at one point, and trail now by 13 here at the half. 37-24 is our score. We'll take a look at the individual scoring in a moment. I want to say thank you to some of your Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game tonight. They include the Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer in West Plains, First Baptist Church in Manly Springs, Forstner's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Park Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer and Alton, and Freeman & Woolsey Pump Service, along with the Kidney Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and Dr. Jacob Ekman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains. In Thayer, down 37-24 at the half here in Batesville. We'll take time out. Back with more of the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
At
Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors, next to C&K Clothing in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
And back here at the Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas, the Mark Martin presents the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. Take a look at our scoring in the first half. First up with the Thayer Bobcats. They're led by Jordan Andrews. Jordan's got, well, he's got 16 in the first half. He's hit a pair of threes. Landry fifth with five in the game. One for Jay Saban and two for Gage Fitz, and that's it. For the Batesville Pioneers, they have hit 9 3-pointers in the game. They're led by Caleb Anderson. He has 15 points, 14 for Caleb Blakey, and 3 for Dawson McMahon, 2 for John Thomas Morgan, and 2 for John Paul Morgan. And that's been a story. It's been the Anderson and Blakey show here tonight for the Batesville Pioneers. And I don't know what the percentage is. I don't remember them missing more than about 2 or 3 3-pointers. They have just been red hot from the perimeter. But, you know, in a high school basketball game, sometimes when you're depending on that three, sometimes it goes away. So we'll see what happens here in the second half. And the reason that happens usually is because you switch in. The view is a little different. Basket throw is a little bit different. And we'll see what happens here in the second half. They've got to get some stops, and they've got to get their shooting eye lined out. Nobody able to score much tonight. And Jay Taven, only 1 point. Jason's got to get in more involved in the offense here in the second half. And Thayer's going to come back and win this game. Again, it's the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer down 13. Both teams have made their way back on the floor. We'll be back with your second half in 2 minutes on Echom Sports.
Pizza Inn at Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzain.com. Pizza Inn at Thayer, with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzain.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
Landmark Bank, here for you.
This is John Plummer at Landmark Bank. We have the financial services to assist all our friends and neighbors in Thayer. Visit our team for your landmark moments. Whether you're buying a new home, making a land purchase, buying a new vehicle, or saving for a future goal, we have something for all those dreams. We invite you to become a Landmark. Landmark Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
All right, here we go. We're ready for our second half there. Bobcats down by 13. The Batesville Pioneers, they have the basketball to start the second half. Semifinal of the college, the Alliance College High School Tournament. The winner will take on Wynn in the championship tomorrow evening. Here's Batesville trying to pound one inside for John Paul Morgan. And the ball goes off his leg out of bounds. Good defensive stand there by the Thayer Bobcats to get that stop. Well, Thayer needed some stops, and they need to hit some buckets. They've only had four players score. Jordan Andrews leads them with 16 in the first half. Thayer got it to Andrews on the right side. Andrews out front to Landry Pitts. He moves to the free throw line, puts the shot up. It's good. Maybe it'll be Landry Pitts tonight. He's got seven, and the Thayer Bobcats are back to within 11. Just underway here in the third quarter. Pioneers have it out front. Blakely with it. Gets over to Rush on the left side. He moves to the top of the key. Back to Blakely. Blakely down the drive to the baseline. Kicks out to Anderson in the corner. Another three ball. That one rolls off the rim. No good. And the Thayer Bobcats down the rebound. Logan Doss got it. And here come the Bobcats. Chance to make it a single-digit lead. Got it to Landry Pitts. Moves in the lane. Elevates for the jumper. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. And Gage Pitts comes out of there with it. A Thayer Bobcat. That's a missing shot. Get the offensive rebound. They'll take it back out front. And we'll set it here. Chance to get this lead back to single digits. By the Thayer Bobcats, they get it to Andrews. A deep three. That one's off the back iron. No good. Haven with a rebound. Slides down the baseline. Has his shot partially blocked. He went down hard. No foul call. There comes Morgan with it for baseball. Got it down low to the other Morgan. His shot deflected. And the loose ball picked up by Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Guys up the gauge. Fits on the wing. Back to Andrews. 20 travel. Andrews trying to make that quick move. Like the great coach John Wooden used to say at UCLA, sometimes you got to hurry up and slow down. That's what Andrews has got to do. You got to hurry up and slow down. It's got a little too quick. Pioneers with the ball. Up by 11. They get on the right side now down the corner for Blakely. Blakely back out to Anderson, around to Rush on the left side. Rush goes to Morgan at the elbow. He'll lob it down the corner. Anderson for three. Yes, sir. Caleb Anderson with three more. He's got 18 points in the ballgame, and he has hit 3 points. Wow. All right, here comes Bobcats. Down by 14 again. Landry Pitts backing down the defender on the baseline. Couldn't get open for a shot. Gives it off to Haven. Back to Landry Pitts. Out to Logan Doss. Doss over to Andrews. Andrews brings it on the right side wing for Gage Pitts. Gage looking to penetrate. Gets inside the free throw lane. Pull up. Jumper. Sure. A sophomore, Gage Pitts, hits the J in the Thayer Bobcats. Back to within 12 again. It won't go away. I guarantee you, we've got a game going here. We're going to have a game at the end. Pioneers from Batesville with the ball. Blakely on top. Looking to get it inside. Nobody open. He'll kick it outside to Ty Rush. Rush back to Blakely. Now to John Paul Morgan. He'll shoot a jumper, no good. Oh, and it's tipped up and in by Ty Rush. Ty Rush tips it back up and in, and the Thayer Bobcats won a timeout. 5:02 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down 14. We'll take timeout. We'll be back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Well, the first 3 minutes of this third quarter, we maybe have seen the best 3 minutes of offensive basketball we've seen this season by the Thayer Bobcats. As far as ball movement and getting good shots and taking good shots, making good decisions, but when Baseball's ripping three-pointers and then Ty Rush, all 5'8 of him, gets a tip-in off a shot that was an air ball, things aren't going your way. Thayer Bobcats with the ball here. Landry Pitts on the right side of the floor. Kicks it out on top to Gage. Gage Pitts going down to Haven. Haven penetrates into the lane. Little baby hook shot. Wouldn't go down. Haven just not following through. He laid that up with a flat hand. Didn't get any spin on it. And the ball wouldn't drop for him. Here goes Baseball down the other way. A quick shot up, no good. And we're going to get a foul on Rush. He tried to tip another one in and went up over the back of the Thayer Bobcat. And I'm sure somebody said something about that because I thought that was the case last time, too. Foul on Rush will be his second of the ball game. And by the way, it didn't go through fouls in the halftime. Neither team got anybody in any foul trouble. It was a very clean game. Thayer Bobcats with the ball here, down by 14. Andrews going down to the baseline. Little jump shot is good. He's got 18. Andrews, 18 already in the game. Here's another long three for Baseball. That one rolls off the rim. Andrews down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats, and here we go. And again, oh, nice pass up court to Landry Pitts all the way to the rack. This is a layup, but he's fouled on the drive. That foul's going to go on Anderson. Caleb Anderson will be his first, and with a chance to cut it to a 10-point ball game will be Landry Pitts going to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry has scored 7 points in the game. The free throw is just no good. You can sure tell the football players from the ones that don't play football that play basketball. A football player, guys, just do not have their shooting eye all figured out yet. Second free throw for Pitts. This one is good. Bo Landry with 8 points in the ballgame. His best offensive output of the season. That's good to see. Thayer down by 11 now. 3:54 to go in the third quarter. Pioneers, their hot shooting has cooled down a little bit. I told you sometimes that happens when you switch in. There is Anderson outside, stepped away from defense, fire, and boy, his has it. 21 now, and that is the sixth main three-pointer for Caleb Anderson for the Baseball Pioneers. Thayer with the ball again, down by 14. Pitts out front, just Andrews, and Andrews will be fouled. That'll be number one, John Thomas Morgan. And I got to say, the Baseball Pioneers, they look a little winded out there. John Paul Morgan and John Thomas Morgan, they are really sucking wind right now. And we're only 4.5 minutes into the third quarter. Thayer looking inbound here. Hand the ball off to Logan Doss. He'll give it to Gage Pitts, and the Bobcats will set the offense. If you're Thayer, you got to score about every trip down the floor and hope you get some stops on the other end if you want to get back in this game. Here's Andrews. Jordan goes down to the baseline, elevates for the jumper. That's no good. Missed that one badly. Oh, and we're going to get an offensive foul here. Yes, it is. Anderson coming to midcourt. Gage Pitts was standing there, and Anderson threw a forearm right in his chest and knocked him down. So, Caleb Anderson called for his second foul here in the quarter. I mean, Pitts was just standing there, and he went by him, and he nailed him with a forearm. Hey, Bobcats at the offensive set, get it out to Landry Pitts. His shot out of the corner, no good. And a rebound taken by Morgan. Morgan up the floor, lobs it down inside. Oh, a nice defensive play for Landry Pitts to get back. Ball got down to John Thomas Morgan. And Landry Pitts was right there and knocked it away from behind. Substitutions for Thayer, Landry Pitts and Logan Doss are out. Keaton Nicholson and Lane Grimes will check in. They inbound the ball to Anderson. Quick trigger on the three. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Nicholson for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to get back to within 12 here with a bucket. 2:47 to go in the third quarter. Gage will work it over to Lane Grimes on the left side. Lane looking to penetrate, now backs it out. Leads over to Pitts on the right. Gage, back to the offense. Now he gets it to Jordan Andrews. Andrews working against his man. Got it to the elbow. Couldn't get a shot. Gives off to Haven. Haven penetrating in the lane all the way to the rack, and he scores. Jace Haven, the all-state safety for the Thayer Bobcats. This is his first field goal of the game. Thayer back to within 12. Anderson sets one to the left side for Blakely for Baseball. He'll give it up in the corner to McMahon, who just checked back in. McMahon, all about the three. Now gives it down inside to Morgan. Morgan looking for a shot. No, but he's going to be fouled. looking to go for a shot, got fouled by number 22, Jordan Andrews. Alan Andrews will be his first of the game. And the first team foul against Thayer here in the third quarter. We're down to 2:05 to play. Baseball will inbound it way out front for Caleb Anderson. Anderson with 21 points to lead all scorers tonight. Alan, he has hit 6 threes. He bounces one to the right side to McMahon. McMahon, he'll square up a three-point shot. It's good. Dawson McMahon hits his second three-point. It's just been unreal where they've shot the ball from downtown here tonight. Minute 39 to go. Thayer down by 14 again, 48. Actually, down by 15, 48-33. Andrews looking to cut into it here. A little fadeaway jumper from 15 feet. Wouldn't go down. The rebound goes out long. Here's a long lead pass down the floor. Knocked away and out of bounds. Good job by Jinx Haven. Playing safety on the football team. Helped him there. Saw that pass going over his head. He skied up and knocked it away from John Thomas Morgan. Baseball inbounded under the bucket. Got into Anderson. Anderson, one step to the left. Shoots a three-pointer. It's good. Are you kidding me? Caleb Anderson now with 24 points, and he's hit 7 3-pointers. Thayer Bobcats just don't have an answer for that. 51-33, and here's a bad pass by Grimes, stolen by Anderson, drives and misses the layup. And they're going to call a foul? They're going to call a foul on Jace Haven on that. And I don't buy that one. That was made by the official who was all the way back at half court. Yeah, that's a tough call there for Haven. Tough call for Haven. Askew didn't go down for Anderson, but he'll get two free throws here. Number five, a 5'8 senior. The first one is up and good. So Anderson now with 25 points. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 three-pointers in the game. Second shot is up. That one is good. Anderson with 26, and now Batesville leads it by 20. 53-33. Just a moment ago, this was an 11-point game. Baseball on a 9-0 run. Bobcats looking for some offense. Got it to Nicholson at the elbow. Big sophomore holds it. Gives it outside to Jace Haven. We're down under a minute to go in the third quarter. Haven gets a little room in the line, in the lane. Shuffles it down to Nicholson. Nicholson misses the shot. Rebound tipped up by Haven and wouldn't go in. And rebound controlled by Morgan for the Baseball Pioneers. Quick over to Blakely. He thought about taking a deep three, and Coach LaRose says, no, no, no. We're going to back that thing out there with a 20-point lead. We're going to go for the final shot on the quarter. 53-33. Thayer Bobcats have only scored 9 points in this quarter. Batesville has scored 16. Thayer was outscored 20-8 in the first quarter, and that really is the big difference in the game. Thayer was ice cold, and Batesville were just knocking them down from 25 feet away. They've got it now, 6 seconds to go. Got over McMahon. McMahon to the top of the key, over to Blakely. He's looking to shoot the three. Now does. It's no good. It's the bucket. That's the end. 3 quarters of play. Our score, 53-33. Thayer Bobcats trail the Baseball Pioneers as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
We're back and ready for our fourth quarter of action. We've had some of the baseball fans come up and say, I haven't seen baseball shoot the ball like this all year. And I can imagine that's probably the case. This is one of those nights when just everything is going in the hole. And they had 9 three-pointers in the first half. I think they're up to 13 now for the game. Air Bobcats with the start, fourth quarter. Here's a jumper for Pitts, no good. Rebound down to Nicholson. He tries to follow. That one is blocked, and a foul is going to be called on Batesville. Batesville Pioneer is going to be called with a foul. That'll send Keaton Nicholson to the free throw line for the Fair Bobcats. Foul's on number 44, John Paul Morgan. Will be his first of the night. It's been a really clean game. Only the 15th foul, and Nicholson misses the free throw. Keaton playing a lot tonight. He'll get more and more playing time as the season goes on. The sophomore could use a few more pounds and a little more time in the weight room. He's a little stronger at the varsity level, but he'll get there. Second free throw is good for Nicholson. And Fair Bobcats are back within 19 now, 53-34. Probably Fair outscored 14-9 in that third quarter. But the difference in this game was the first quarter. Fair was outscored 20-8. Here in Batesville with it, working around the perimeter. They can afford to take their time. Blakely thought about taking a three, now takes it down to the left corner on the dribble drive. Feeds it out front to McMahon. McMahon off the bench has hit a couple of threes. Here's Blakely again. Back to McMahon. McMahon open out there. Bobcats daring him to shoot it. He does it. Got it back to Blakely. Blakely going down to the baseline, trying to wrap around pass. Going to be deflected. And off the hands of number 21, Logan McSpadden. And we'll go out of bounds. So Fair's got it back, down by 19. 7 minutes to go. Stranger things have happened, folks. Here comes Gage Pitts. He gets around the defense, moves to the free throw line. Couldn't get a shot away. Now back to back out. Trying to get it past the Haven. Ball is deflected, and we get a timeout call by the Fair Bobcats. 53-34, Fair down with 6:50 to go in the game. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back with more Bobcat basketball on Econ Sports.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. Had an account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
13 made three-pointers by the Batesville Pioneers here tonight, and they lead the Fair Bobcats with 6:50 to go in the game, 53-34. They're led by Caleb Anderson, their senior, has scored 26 points and has seven of those 13 threes. Fair Bobcats with it here. Gage Pitts with a shot, no good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number five, Caleb Anderson. That'll be foul number three on Anderson. So it would appear, and we've still got a lot of time to go in this game, but it would appear that Batesville is going to move into the championship game and take on the Wynn Yellow Jackets. Well, that would be a good one. First free throw for Gage Pitts is up and good. Gage now with 5 points in the ballgame. Fair Bobcats will drop into the third-place game and play at 4:15 tomorrow, and that's barring a huge comeback here. Pitts another free throw, and that one is good. But the way it stands right now, it would appear Fair will play for third place at 4:15 tomorrow against the Cave City Cavemen. Batesville with basketball. They'll swing it on the left side. They can work some clock again here. They've kind of spread the floor offensively. And they've just been shooting over the top of this 1-3-1 zone. You know, a lot of coaches tried to figure out how to get the ball into the lane, how to get layups, and how to get easy shots. Batesville came in and said, you know what, we're just going to shoot it from 25 feet. If it goes in, it goes in. If not, you know, we're going to play another day. Here's a drive by Blakely, but he's going to be fouled. Blakely, number 25, Caleb Blakely, another senior, made a move around Andrews, and Andrews was called for his second foul. And there's Gage Pitts out of the game. Chris Gray has checked in. Landry Pitts checks back in as well. They're on the defensive as Pioneers of Batesville High School have it outside. Good basketball down there around Batesville. Of course, Southside Batesville, traditionally a really good program. I think they're down just a little bit this year. They lost early in the tournament to Cave City. And a good basketball down in this part of Arkansas here in Independence County. 5:43 to go in the game. Pioneers of Batesville again just continue to work around the perimeter. Fair Bobcats sitting back in the zone. Batesville just running a little clock. Oh, they're in the backcourt. Nice. Oh. Up there, forced it all into the backcourt. They're going to call a push on Jordan Andrews. Andrews picks up his third foul, team foul number four. 5:33 to go in the game. Andrews, by the way, with 18 points in the game, 16 of those in the first half. Bayard only scored 12 points in this second half at 24 at the intermission. There's a baseball again, working a little give and go down inside. Got us a mixed pad and he couldn't hit the shot. Got his own rebound. Kicked it out to Anderson. He'll shoot another three. That's no good. John Paul Morgan puts the shot up off the rebound. No good for baseball. And Bayard Bobcats clear the board. Jordan Andrews brings up into the front court. Bayard got it to Andrews to the free throw line. Couldn't get a shot. Feeds it outside for Haven. Now to Chris Craig on the left side wing. Craig gets over to Haven. He'll shoot a three-pointer from out top. That one is no good. Rebound controlled by Batesville. Long pass up the floor is going to be stolen by Landry Pitts. Pitts in the backcourt gets up to Haven. Now to Chris Craig. All about the three. Looking to penetrate. Going to the rack. Couldn't hit the layup. And rebound controlled by the Pioneers. John Paul Morgan will bring it into the front court. Long pass down in the corner to Anderson. Back outside to McMahon. McMahon off the bench with six. And again, Batesville just going to go into a little stall here. So a four-corner game, if you will. And it kind of looks like the old Oklahoma. Remember, back in the 70s, Oklahoma ran that four-corner. And every high school team in America adopted the Oklahoma four-corner offense for the stall. That's what Batesville's doing right here, the old Oklahoma four-corner offense. Really haven't seen a whole lot of that. Most teams anymore, when they go into a stall, they go with that weave out front. But this is the old Oklahoma. And they're running to perfection. Here's Blakely now with a penetration. Kicks it back out in the corner and back out front it goes. That's what you do. Somebody penetrates and you just kick it back out in the corner when the defense collapses. Baseball, working clock. There goes Blakely again. And right back out into the corner to John Paul Morgan. Hey, Bobcats are going to drop to 1-2 on the year. Here's John Paul Morgan. He'll penetrate and shoot. He scores. John Paul Morgan with just his second bucket of the ball game, and it puts Batesville back up by 19. Bayard Bobcats with it. Chris Craig trying to bounce one down through the lane, deflected by the defense and out of bounds. Now Lane Grimes will check in place of Chase Haven. Logan Dawson's in place of Nicholson. And Landry Pitts back in place of Andrews. So looks like Andrews will sit for a while. 3:18 to play in the game. Bayard running the offense here. Bouncing down to Cray on the baseline. Chris curls in the lane. Couldn't get a shot away. Takes it out to the top of the key. Loses a dribble. Now back door cut to Landry Pitts. Pulls up with a short jumper. That's no good. Pitts gets his own rebound. Puts it back up again. Bounces it. Oh, and it wouldn't drop. That's twice Landry's had balls that have been inside the cylinder and hopped out. That's when you know it's just not your night. And back to the old Oklahoma four-corner game. Is the Batesville Pioneers with 2:51 to go in the ball game. They're looking to make another substitution. Looks like Levi Paulette going to check in on the next whistle. 2:42 to go in the game. 19-point Batesville lead, and they've got the basketball. They led by 12 at the quarter. They led by 13 at the half. Led 20 at the end of three. They've outscored Thayer in every quarter. Closest was the second quarter, but they outscored the Bobcats 17-16. Baseball, working it back outside again. Blakely out there in the four corner. Blakely gets Lane Grimes. Grimes cuts him off. Now Thayer will jump on him with a double team, and he'll just elevate and throw it cross court into the other corner for Dawson McMahon. McMahon now with a penetration, and this is taken away by Lane Grimes. Grimes up the floor, pulls up top of the key over the right side. So Gage hits for a three. That one's no good. Rebound controlled by John Paul Morgan for baseball. The long lead pass up the floor to Blakely, who scores. 16 points on the line for Blakely. That is the second shot he's made from inside the three-point line. He has 4 three-pointers. Here's Chris Cray down the left side of the baseline for Thayer, bouncing into the middle. The ball knocked away by the defense again. Levi Paulette for the check-in. Chris Cray will check out. Going down to 1:37 to go in the ballgame. So, folks, mark it down. Bayard Bobcats are going to play for third place in the Lyon College Basketball Invitational. That game will be at 4:15 tomorrow. Bayard inbound the basketball here. They bring it up front to Grimes. Grimes goes over to Paulette, now to Andrews. Andrews, a little shake and bake, moves in the lane, shoots the floater, and it's good. Andrew's now with 20 on tonight. Remember, he had 25 here on Wednesday night, so 20 tonight for Andrew. And it's back to a 57-38 ball game. Baseball, they've got subs in the game. Number 2, Ben Hopper is in there. Number 10, Wes Lang is out there. Number 24, Ty Rush is back in. And number 4 out there, who we don't have listed in the program. Here's almost another steal by Grimes. But the ball is going to be picked up by the Pioneers, and they travel with it. Ben Hopper, 5'7", junior, travel with the basketball. And now, big John Paul Morgan will check out of the game. He is 6'1", but he is a big body. Plays a lot bigger than 6'1". Here's Thayer working it. Played by Paulette on the left side. Got it out to Grimes. Grimes feeds it right side to Landry Pitts. 49 seconds to play. Here's Andrews. He'll fire a three. Top of the key. That is no good. Rebound volleyed up around. Finally taken by Paulette. His shot is blocked, but he gets it right back, and then he gets fouled. And that'll be team foul number 7 on the Pioneers. That'll put Levi Paulette at the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Levi has not scored in the ballgame. So it'll be Batesville and Wynn for the championship tomorrow night at 6:45 here at the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament, presented by Mark Martin. And the first free throw for Paulette, no good. Rebounded by Logan Doss. He got it out in the corner. Bounces one inside to Landry Pitts. Now a scramble after the loose ball. We're going to get a held ball, and it'll belong to the Pioneers. Batesville will control with a 57-38 lead, 29 seconds to go. Batesville came in as number 1 seed in the tournament, and they have certainly lived up to that. Oh, and now Batesville's going to throw it away. Well, the Pioneers will give it up. They have a chance to make it look a little closer if they can hit a bucket here in the final 22 seconds. They inbound it to Andrews. Jordan bounces to the top of the key. He'll free throw line jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken by Batesville. Here comes the Pioneers. Number 10, Wes Lang, got it across the timeline. Feeds it on the left. Now back to the right to Lang. Lang gets it in the right corner. He gets it right back 3 seconds ago. Now he's got to just hold on to it. And there's the buzzer, and that's the final. 57-38. The Thayer Bobcats go down to the feet tonight at the hands of the Batesville Pioneers at the Mark Martin Lyon College Basketball Tournament. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report and your Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game presented by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. We'll be back in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745. Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
And we're back here at the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. Thayer Bobcats go down to defeat tonight here in the semifinals. They lose to a really good Batesville Pioneer team in your final score, 57-38. But, for the Thayer Bobcats, it was all about the first quarter tonight. They came out. They didn't shoot the ball well. The Pioneers hit 5 3-pointers in the first quarter and went out to a 20-8 lead, and the Bobcats just really never got any closer. They did cut it down to 10 a couple of times, but just couldn't get any closer than that. And it was just a hot shooting Batesville Pioneers tonight. I don't think anybody would have beaten them this evening where they were shooting the three ball. And not shooting it from 19 feet 9 inches either. They were shooting it from 25 feet. They hit 13 3-pointers in the ballgame tonight. 7 of them by Caleb Anderson, their senior. He finished with 26 points to lead all scorers in the game. Also, Caleb Blakely hit 4 3-pointers, all of them in the first half. He ended the game with 16 points. There were 4 points for John Paul Morgan, 6 for Dawson McMahon. He had 2 threes. And John Thomas Morgan had 2 points in the game. For the Thayer Bobcats, Jordan Andrews, he scored 20 tonight. Landry Pitts added 3 for Jace Haven. And Gage Pitts with 6 and 1 point for Keaton Nicholson. That was all the scoring for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. I know Coach Pitts. Coach Matt Pitts, he'll go back to the drawing board, and they're just going to have to get to the gym and shoot. And folks, be patient with this Bobcat basketball team. Number one, a lot of juniors and sophomores that have never played much varsity ball before. And number two, they're still just 3 weeks out of football. And these teams like Batesville, they've been practicing since October. So, and they've already played about 8 or 9 games. So there's a big difference, and this Thayer Bobcat team is going to be okay. It's just going to take a while for them to get there. All right, again, your final score here, 57-38. Thayer goes down to defeat. We need to name the OMC Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game. And I don't think there's any doubt. You got to go with the sophomore again tonight, Jordan Andrews. And he was really it offensively for Thayer. He had 20 points in the ballgame. So for the second consecutive game, Jordan Andrews is our Thayer Bobcat Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game. All right, so here's what we got for you basketball-wise tomorrow. Thayer Bobcats will play here in the third-place game in the tournament here at Batesville. They'll play at 4:15. Now, due to our commitments to the Battle of the Border tournament down at Mammoth Spring, we will have the Thayer Bobcat game for you on AM 1290, FM 103.7, The Gift. About that same time, actually just about that same time, we will have the Girls Championship game. Actually, that would be at that'd be at 6 o'clock. So just kind of hold the phone on that. Since that game is at 6, and I know Hayden is there at the studio, the championship girls game, Hayden, is that at 6 o'clock tomorrow night?
You are correct, 6 o'clock.
Okay, so I think what's going to happen then, we will have the Thayer Bobcats here on K-Country 95. So we can get this game in before that game would start. So 3 games on K-Country tomorrow at 4:15. We'll have the Thayer Bobcats. They'll take on the K-City Cavemen. And again, that'll be here on K-Country. And then we'll have the both championship games of the Battle of the Border tournament. The Thayer Lady Bobcats play the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Don't you know that'll be a war? And then the Mammoth Spring Bear Boys will take on Hillcrest for the championship in the boys' division of the tournament. So, big day of basketball for you. Also, be covering the Thayer Christmas Parade tomorrow here on K-Country 95. All right, Thayer basketball tonight brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, Oregon County Cars in Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, River Country Chevrolet, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, FNBC Community Bankers, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent, and Thayer and Alton, the Landmark Bank in West Plains, Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic, Mayfield Auto Repair, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Ozarka College, Family Health Care, Nurse Practitioner Tammy Ward in Mammoth Spring, and the Thayer Pizza Inn. For Hayden, back in the studio, I'm the Red Bone Mike Gray. Till next time, have a good time.